This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're taking with me all night, all day. Depends on when you're listening. I don't know. You know, we do span a few time frames around here, right? But I am Joe Messina in your house, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I tell you all the time, and I don't want to beat it to death, but you do need to get involved in the conversations. You do need to be part of the conversations. You do need to learn more about the different topics and different issues and situations going on, so that you're not just spewing the party line. That's like a big pet peeve of mine, when people just simply spew the party line. They can't back it up. They really can't talk to it, but they think they have a clue because the party told them, and it happens on both sides. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be involved in the conversation. I do like it when you are involved in the conversation. As I've been telling everybody, this is what you do. You know, when you have a radio show, this is kind of like what you do. I want you to head over to my website or to Amazon.com. Prefer you do it at the website, obviously. I've got a new book up. It's called The Rambling of a White Ring. Why can't I get this?
Apparently
I know it. It's just my tongue and lip can't get together to figure out how to get it out there. It's The Ramblings of a Right Wing Bible Thumping. I'm going to write it right here. White Guy. And, I should shut up. And it is the conversations that you need to have with your nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, neighbors, other relatives. I don't care how. I don't. You know, some of you told me when I was on the phone with a few friends that we were talking about the holiday conversations, and a lot of them said, "Well, you don't know my family. I don't want to know your family. If I wanted to know your family, I would have called you and asked you to get to know your family." But your family doesn't matter if they're on the wrong side of the issue. It doesn't matter if you love them like you say you do. Get them back on the right track. Seriously. Help them figure out the realities of life and get them back on the right track. And, you know, you've got people still out there. Democrat, Obama being the worst of all. You've got Democrats out there still doing the same thing. I don't know how we lost the race. Are you serious? My God. You don't just need psychiatric care. You may need medication. If you're a Democrat, and you're still blaming the loss of this race on everything but what you did wrong, then you've got a problem. Talking to somebody today, about the party, about the Democrats, and what they're doing. I actually said, I hope that you guys keep going down the road you're going down. I want you to keep going down the road you're going down. All it means for me is more wins. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. Because if you guys can't get it together, if you can't figure out the realities of what's going, you know, of why you lost the race, you're going to lose it again. And guess what? That's cool by me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. And where was I? I do this to myself all the time. I get all excited about a story. I find it. I pull it up. Here you go. Yeah, that was the one. Oh, yeah. If you want me to talk about it. The
yeah, I do.
There is an online petition is calling for the firing of University of North Carolina Wilmington criminology professor, claiming that he harassed and threatened a student by publishing her name in an op-ed. Now, the petition, which has more than 2,000 signatures, claims that Mike Adams, a high-profile conservative, I wish I had, like, sound effects. I would do an echo. Professor and columnist, violated the Seahawk Respect Compact and has a history of spewing misogynistic, xenophobic, transphobic, homophobic, phobophobic, racist rhetoric. I mean, I had to throw that in there. I mean, it covers everything, right? UNC Wilmington actively fosters, encourages, and promotes snowflake. No, I mean, I don't even know where you go with this. They promote inclusiveness, mutual respect, acceptance, and open-mindedness among students, faculty, staff, and broader community, unless you're conservative. That's my words. Now, the Seahawk, that's according to the Seahawk Respect Compact. Now, there's sort of a mission statement put out by the Office of Institute Diversity and Inclusiveness. The student Adams allegedly harassed in his op-ed is Nada Mirghani, a UNCW social justice activist who left several ominous Facebook posts in August saying that, expect to see me at the Trump rally on Tuesday. Y'all are not prepared for what I'm about to do. And all I can say is pray that I make it out of there alive. Now, why isn't she being investigated? Why are they asking for the professor to leave, but she's not being investigated? You see why I said I'm starting to believe, you know, that being a far-left progressive might just be a sickness? The posts were enough to earn her a visit from the Secret Service, which ultimately determined that she was not a threat. We'll be back in a minute. I love when that kicks in, just when I'm ready to take off. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be right back. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We need more cowbell. Welcome back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Work it out. You should know by heart now. always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. So listen, head up to the website, right? TheRealSide.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can find it there in the store. Several different styles there. You can also head over to Amazon.com. It's there as well. The Kindle version is up there. You know, if you're one of those who... I don't know. How do you dog-ear an iPad, though? I don't really know how you would do that. You can actually dog... Really? Maybe we should invent, like, a little flipper thing you could put... I know, but that's not real. Yeah, but Anyway. So, ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy. I'm just trying to figure out a way to make $1 million. You know, fake corner turner or something. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. What did I do with the story? What was I doing? What story was I doing? Oh, the petition.
Yeah.
My God. I think I need more coffee. So the, which is really irritating here. Because, again, if this was a liberal, nobody would sign the petition. Nobody would do anything. You know why? Because the conservatives are too busy working two jobs to stay in college. You know what I'm saying? Now, a petition which has more than 2,000 signatures claims that Mike Adams, a high-profile conservative professor and columnist, violated the Seahawk Respect Compact. Because he probably, you know, and what I love about this is they go on to say he has a history of being misogynistic, xenophobic, transphobic, homophobic, and uses racist rhetoric. And I have told you people a million times now, those things mean exactly nothing anymore. They have no meaning whatsoever. Because the left has used them so much and burnt them up. I think I told you at one point in time, you know, if you called me a racist 15 years ago, I probably would have stopped and thought about it. What am I saying? What am I putting out there? What am I doing to allow people, to lead people to believe I'm like that? Now, my first comment is, yeah, I got somebody on the left mad. I wear it like a badge. I can't take you people serious anymore. Because everything is hate speech. Everything is hate speech. Everything is misogynistic. Everything is xenophobic. Everything is transphobic. I know, I'm a little off topic here. But it was funny because I got an email the other day. I touched on it. I didn't even go through the whole thing. We're talking about the report that came out from the military, from the Marines. A very detailed report when it came to wanting to integrate women and men together. And they went through the whole thing about what actually happened, how the test went down, the difference between men and women. And I get a kick out of it again because I say to you, if you can't figure out, if you need a doctor's degree, some kind of scientific or medical degree to figure out there's a difference between the two, there's something seriously wrong with you. They could not handle, and there's no, you cannot make adjustments. The women couldn't carry the, now, not all of them, not 100% of the women, but it was over 90%. Couldn't handle the same gear for the same amount of time as the men did. Couldn't handle as much weight as the men did. There were a lot of things that were different between the two. And some of the feminists were screaming, that's because the tests weren't fair. What wasn't fair about the test? Look it, you got to carry this 180-pound backpack 5 miles that way, 5 miles back, and you got to do it in this much time. We don't care if you're male, female, black, white, purple, green, blue, fat, short, round, you got 3 legs or 2 legs or 1 leg. We don't care. You signed up for this. We cut you no slack. What do you think about that? And now they're saying, no, no, you've got to make changes. No, you don't. Change nothing. You dopes on the left scream about equality on a regular basis. You got that equality flag up in everybody's face, except when you're starting to lose. Then all of a sudden, we've got to make adjustments. That's not equality. If it takes a certain kind of gun with certain kind of rounds to bring down the enemy, and you can't carry it, I don't care, male or female, you can't carry that gun as far, you're out of there. Go find a job scrubbing toilets or something. Again, don't care what you are, male, female, or what color you are. Right? Come on, think about this. I've lost my sense of humor with you equality freaks. Do I believe in equality? Yes, but my equality says everybody, every single person gets the same opportunity, gets the same chance to succeed. That's my version of equality. Yours is much different on the left than mine is. Your version of equality is if you can't cut it, you can't make it, we're going to give you a boost up. You know, I always got a kick out of, had to be the left to do this. I will finish the story, I promise. I'm just on a roll. what is it, the podiums at the presidential races and other places. They do the same thing. The short people, whether it be women or men, always they give these little, remember, it used to be the, remember the Coke bottle boxes, right? They were like, what?
Crates,
Coke bottle, yeah. But they were only like 4 inches tall. They weren't like milk crates right there. They were like 4 inches tall, and you put the Coke bottles in there and that kind of thing. And they would flip those over and use them to step on so you'd get an equal height, or you could reach the microphone or whatever it was. And I constantly sit there and scratch my head. Now we do it, but we don't do it because they can't reach the mic. Now we do it because we want them to be equal in stature to the person next to them. Why? If you're short, you're short. Get over yourself. I'm serious. If you can't reach the microphone, I don't know what to tell you. Put one in your hand. I don't need to make you look equal to the other person because you're afraid that people in the audience are going to think less of you because you're shorter than the person standing next to you. Right? Just amazing to me. And very irritating. You know, I find short people can tend to be, at times, more tightly wound. And I don't consider that a negative thing, frankly. Because if they're fighting for the good of somebody, I want them to be a little tightly wound. I want them to fight longer and better and harder. But I never want, when it comes to our military, I'm sorry, ladies. Some of you may want to. I don't care. No, you don't get any breaks. None. Absolutely none. And men should not have to be running around in the military in high heels to see what a woman feels like. What in God's creation does that got to do with killing a bunch of terrorists? I don't get it. I mean, unless you're teaching them how to flip the high heel off, throw it around a corner, and have it spike one of those guys in the temple. That's about the only upside. You like that? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Come on back. Pull that stiletto out of the side of your head and come on back for the next segment. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at KDArmor.com, CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food.
stores are allowed to eat. Yum!
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Always, always, always a pleasure. Now, I do really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. And it was about 3,000 other shows you could be watching. You've chosen this one. And I appreciate that very much. You know? I mean, you could have somebody else be filling your head with all the garbage that I do. So, glad I have the opportunity to fill your head with the garbage. All right, I won't beat this up too much longer, but it is so irritating to me when I see this stuff. And you parents who send your kids to these colleges, I know I've been on, it's been like parental beat on week or 2 weeks now. Because I don't understand, some of you have spent your hard-earned money. You have saved and scrimped and you've done everything you can to make sure your kids have an opportunity to go to college, because you want them to go to a, you want them to have the opportunity to go to a facility of higher learning, of higher education. Then why do you send them to a place where they have morons teaching them? Where your money gets flushed, where you have professors that are giving kids the day off after election so they can cope with the election of Donald Trump. Would you have done, how many of you think they would have done the same thing if Mrs. Billy Bob Clinton got elected and for the conservative kids? You think they would have done the same thing? You think if a conservative kid said, hey, man, I'm so distraught. I can't handle it. I can't believe she got elected. I need tomorrow off so I won't be able to take the test. What do you mean I'm getting a zero? That's exactly what would have happened. They wouldn't have cut any slack. Again, not equality. It's control. They don't want equality. They want control. And I can help you deal with that. You know how I can help you deal with it? If you're watching, you see this book? You got to get this book. Ramblings of a Right-Wing... See, I have to read the title. I can't even remember it. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It's illustrated by A.F. Branko. If you don't know who he is, go Google him. He's got some great stuff online. He's got a great website, does great political cartoons. And he did. But the book will help you deal with some of this stuff. It'll bring some of this stuff to light. I get emails from some of you after I do these stories, and you go, I didn't know. I mean, I've been reporting on this stuff for 8 years, 8+ years now. And I'm blessed and I'm happy that you've decided to tune in and listen to me and you're getting your information from me. That's great. But don't tell me you didn't know. It means you're not paying attention. And I'm not beating on you. I'm just saying you're not paying attention. So kind of pay attention. You're sending kids to college. They come home from the weekend. Let me tell you what. I love these people say they... I know. I knew I was going to do this. I love these people say they don't have any control over their kids. You know, the kids go to college. What do you want me to do? It's really simple. Cut off their clothing allowance. No more gas money. By the way, Johnny, have fun paying for that car insurance, buddy. Okay? I mean, seriously. You sign... Hey, little Frankie, I see you sign that petition. I'm done with you. I ain't paying your car payment for 2 months. How do you like that?
Tuition.
To what? Oh, tuition. Yeah, I'm working on that. No, really. I would make that the very... I would say to them, look, three strikes and you're out. I catch you doing three stupid things, and then tuition is all yours. I'm paying for nothing at that point in time. And then what I do is I would pay out the... can you pay out the tuition by semester, or do you have to pay it all in one shot? You can do it by semester. See, that's what I do. Do it by semester. You have to keep your grades up. No stupid things. No protesting. No, you know, none of this. You do any of this garbage, and you better have saved some money. Or other, and you ain't coming back here either. So you better have a place to stay if you're doing all those dumb things. I mean, you do have control, and you're not going to hurt the little snowflake. You're going to help him or her. If they got to go get a job to help them finish it off, if maybe they have to go a year longer because they got stupid, and then I have to question your sanity. Why would you send them to a college filled with these loons? I put that piece up yesterday. I think we have it on our website, and we have it on our Facebook page, and it lets you know where the liberal indoctrinating professors are at the different colleges. Check them out. Make sure your kids aren't stuck with those. Please make sure your kids aren't stuck with those classes. With those professors. Don't you think? All right. I'll, everybody breathe. You know, do the whole breathing thing. For those guys who had to take Lamaze classes with their wives, you know how that goes. It just kind of clears your head. Okay, we'll get back to this. So this petition calling for the firing of a University of North Carolina Wilmington professor. I think this is just nuts. We need to support that guy. If you're in that area, you need to support that guy. Now, the student Adams allegedly harassed in this op-ed is Nadia Mirghani, a UNCW social justice activist who left several ominous Facebook posts in August saying, "Expect to see me at the Trump rally on Tuesday. Y'all not prepared for what I'm about to do." I mean, does she want her 15 minutes of fame? So anyway... She was visited by the Secret Service. They said that she was harmless, nothing here to see, looked the other way. But didn't the Boston bombers have the same issue? Didn't it happen with them, too? They were checked into several times, and they were told there's nothing to worry about, nothing to see here, move on. The same thing with the San Bernardino shooters. I mean, we've seen this happen plenty of times. So forgive me, Secret Service agents, if any of you listen, I know we have two buds. But I can't always take what you say to be as gospel truth. Sorry. Mirghani then reported that she was on the receiving end of at least one threatening message that she later deleted and intended to sue the school for failing to protect her from trauma because they denied her request for armed escorts. I don't know. Armed escorts? What is that? Is she really, is she that popular or hated? See, it's not conservatives. You need to go look at who does most of the major violence in this world or in this country and during the election cycle. Right? Remember, wasn't it liberals beating on Trump people? Wasn't it liberals burning flags outside of their own convention? Wasn't it liberals pounding on each other outside their own convention? I mean, these guys will actually fight each other over, you know, when global climate heating warming is going to take over the planet. They go to blows over stupid stuff like that. Now, 2 weeks after the entire incident, Adams penned a tongue-in-cheek op-ed for the Daily Wire titled, "A Queer Muslim Jihad." In the article, Adams claimed that although the student is confused, he does not believe her threat to the rally was credible, noting that he had the displeasure of meeting this upstanding SJW and that she appears to have a condition manifesting itself in compulsive conduct meant to draw attention towards oneself at all times. This is not new. We've seen this in a lot of young people. I haven't seen anything he's written here that's offensive yet. Her claims to be a queer Muslim are probably part of an act designed to fit into as many victim categories as humanly possible. Adams elaborates, sometimes I wonder whether LGBT stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and thespian. There's so much drama with this group, and so few letters in the alphabet. According to the petition to fire Adams, Magani has decided to transfer schools because Adams' followers have since begun sending death threats to the student. I want to see them. I want her to put them up. I want to see them. I don't believe any of these people anymore. She wrote that Adams insists on comparing me to ISIS, sending his students and supporters after me to make death threats. Yes, I'm sure that's exactly what he's doing. I'm sure he's sitting in his classroom because he's got nothing better to do than ruin his pension, because being a conservative, he has to be on guard three times as much as a liberal would have to be. Maybe 10 times as much. Writing blog posts about me claiming it's not possible for me to be queer, and Muslim slandering me in his classes, ultimately doing everything he can to use his power, his privilege, and his platform over me to make my life hell. Wow, wow, wow. You libs are hilarious. You go to town, you throw stuff out there that isn't true, you say things about conservatives that there's no basis of truth, fact, not a morsel of fact in. You're liar in chief, and I ain't talking about Obama, Harry Reid, who lied about Mitt Romney on the floor of the Senate. And then later on, when he was interviewed about it, he goes, yeah, so what? Right? Didn't make it as president, now did he? That was his response. Ah, yeah, I did lie. Probably shouldn't have lied, but it kept him out of office. That would have been easier to swallow than what he said. Basically, what he said was, screw you, American public. I lied to you for your better good because you're too stupid to know better. And then he tried to do it again with Trump. He tried to do it again against the Republicans. You see, I hope some of you on the left are starting to figure this out. Some of you that are leaning left, you're not actually in the camp yet. Kind of coming up the dirt road to it. I hope you're seeing that a group of people that lie and cheat and steal are not a group that you want to be part of. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a minute.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do, I really do so much appreciate the time that you do spend with me. Okay, listen up. If you're in Philly or If you're in Philly... well, for you less educated people, that would be Philadelphia and North Jersey. I want you to know that the Real Side with Joe Messina is now kicking off today, 2 to 3 o'clock every day, Monday through Friday. I should say every day because that would be like Sunday through Saturday. Please. I can't even take me 7 days a week. 2 to 3 o'clock every day. That's Eastern time on the East Coast. And that's Monday through Friday. I got to tell you, they got some great shows on there. One of our compadres here, Rick Trader's on there with Conservative Commandos Radio. You're going to love that show, too. Very, very hardcore, very right-wing. And I don't mean that in a negative way. You know how I mean that. He'll give you what you're looking for there. So that's 2 to 3 o'clock every day, Eastern time, there on the East Coast, WNJC AM Radio. That's Philly. My boys are Philly. I always loved Philadelphia. Years ago, I worked for Shadow Broadcasting. I don't know what they're called. They're called Express Broadcasting out there. Years and years and years ago. I always had fun with the Philly people. I don't know if I want to call it the City of Brotherly Love, but we'll just say I had a lot of fun out there, I promise. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Pleasure to have you with me. What is that? I don't know if I want to ask you what that smile is for, but anyway, whatever. What's that? Oh. Anyway, we're talking about the professor who, there's a petition to get rid of this conservative professor because he wrote about one of his snowflakes in one of his classes. Where did you find, where exactly is that part about her going in to the,
that's in the actual op-ed that the professor wrote.
Yeah, well, maybe, why don't you heat up your mic? Would that be good? I want you to tell the people, producer Tammy's going to tell you, the story that we're talking about. There's a lot more to it than I can go into, and she's already got the highlights. She went into the chancellor's office or something with the ACLU.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So these social justice warriors, these young snowflakes, right? I mean, they're being coddled by people in positions of authority and power. Go ahead, tell them what she did.
I'll just read you this little two paragraphs here, right? Okay.
Yeah, wait a minute. Take the liquid out of your mouth, people, before she tells you this, because you don't want to have a mess to clean up.
So this is straight off the op-ed that the professor wrote. It says, after several hours of crying, our pacifist SJW made a request for an armed security escort from the university. Now, this is my comment on this. This is, she requested the armed security after the Secret Service interrogated her, so she was a little concerned for her safety after that because she felt like, why would they do that to her? So now she's scared because the Secret Service interviewed her. That's why she wanted the armed security. So here we go. I'll pick up with the rest of the story. Armed escorts to class would have been a great way to get more attention. Unfortunately, her request was turned down. So now Mergani hasn't felt safe enough to attend classes. Clearly, she's not taking the rejection well. Recently, she took an ACLU advocate to meet the Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs, Pat Leonard. The College Fix reports that the meeting went poorly when the ACLU advocate told Vice Chancellor Leonard she suffers from white privilege. For once, I agree with the ACLU. Our administration really needs to diversify by adding at least one vice chancellor that is a black queer Muslim. In fact, I can state unequivocally that I've never seen a black Muslim lesbian who suffers from white privilege. Mergani says she plans to sue the university for breach of university policy. In a way, they deserve the headache they're getting from this emotionally volatile warrior. Teach your students that they have a right to be unoffended.
Can't stand it.
And unlimited access to safe zones, and this is what you get.
I can't stand it. You know, with all the colleges we have in this country, couldn't we do like one in every major market or two in every major market that is just set up? We can call it like Snowflake Central. But if you really can't stand what goes on in the college you're at, you could just apply to that. And if you use the terms like she did, you know, social justice warriors and so on, then I think you should be able to transfer there at no charge to the calling party. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, Joe, I think you're confused. Because I think all the colleges are like this.
No, I think if we can weed out. See, I think some of our conservative young people, they're not strong enough to fight back, but they're out there.
Yeah, they're out there. They're hiding. They're the ones who need the safe spaces from these numbnuts. Look, it says that she spent an entire day fearful in the Office of Institutional Diversity. Office of Institutional Diversity, all in capital letters, like it's an actual official place on campus. Office, what the heck is that? Somebody's getting paid to be the director of the Office of Institutional Diversity.
What did you, do you remember the movies in the late 70s? Like, I mean, when you talk about those, like those Dumb and Dumber movies where they make up these titles, they make up titles for jobs. Don't you think that's what this is? There was an empty office. Somebody ran in there, put a title on there real fast, and now they get a paycheck for doing this.
Yeah, and they're a director, and they have a secretary and assistant, and they probably have some interns.
Wow. That's really cool. I got to come up with a title. I got to come up with a title that doesn't fit on the business card but makes me sound important.
I think it might be a little bit too far gone to be able to get conservatives.
My God. This stuff here just makes me cringe because people buy into it. And I don't know. I can't even go anywhere with this. This stuff locks my head up. No, it really does. It locks my head up to the point where I don't even know what to say about this that I haven't already said, that I haven't already beat up. And the fact that they're still out there. How do we close down? How do you... You can't call these institutions of higher learning anymore. There's no way.
They're indoctrinations.
Well, no, they're institutions of mediocre learning. I mean...
I don't think they're learning. They literally are indoctrination. There's only a couple of places that are still...
I can't stand it.
...teaching the way that colleges were meant to be taught. This is why the left wanted to have free college, because they need everybody to go through this indoctrination to be able to further their agenda. Yeah, I'm all conspiracy theory.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I know you are. That's why I'm reaching over to shut the mic off.
Sorry,
right now, so.
I'll stop. I wasn't like this a year ago. It's all because of all these stories.
Well, it was funny because I said it earlier. I know some people are mad. I can already imagine some of my friends on the left are mad at me. And I do have friends on the left. There are good people that lean left, okay? And some of my friends on the left are already mad at me for saying, you know, when I started this, and even a year ago, I would get very uncomfortable when somebody said, you know, liberals or liberal thinking is a sickness, it's a disease, it's a problem with that. And I always said, come on, don't do that. There are people on the right that are real whack too. But when you look at the picture as a whole, all these liberals that are currently in love with Fidel Castro and his way of thinking and his way of doing things. You got people, look at Jesse Jackson, the right Reverend Jesse Jackson, mind you, who thinks this guy was a leader. I mean, he needs to take the Reverend out of his front name. I want to, forgive me for being religious with you for a second, but when he's in front of God Almighty, and he tells God how he thinks that a man that killed people, that shot people in the head for not agreeing with him, that when people were in boats trying to get out of Cuba and going to, you know, heading to the United States for a better life, when he sunk those ships, when he saw those people alive in the water, and he didn't do anything to help them. I want to see Jesse Jackson explain to God how did he justify that? That's what I want to know. I like that. And somebody just in the website chat room. What? Yeah. Office of Snowflake Research and Lower Learning Institute. I'm going to get me a badge with that on it. I'm going to get one of them, the desk things. I'm going to put that right up there. I'm going to even get an 800 number. 1-800, I don't give a darn. How do you like that? I like that one too. So, and all right, I'm sorry. I went off the rails for a minute. And we only have a minute left. So, hey, look, I'm going to appeal to you people who hate the commercials. Here's how you fix commercials. Buy my book. Okay? Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can get it on my website. Look, if you buy it on my website, which, and I'm not saying this because I think my signature's worth anything, but some people want signatures. If you buy it off the website, I'll sign it before I send it to you. Okay? If you don't require it to be signed and you just want to get a copy, head over to Amazon.com. You can find it there as well. You can find the Kindle version. You can find the regular version and so on. And I do appreciate the time that you have spent with me tonight, the time that you've been involved in the conversation, the time that you've sent me emails and messages. And I know there's about 3,000 other shows out there, but I can tell you from my heart, I appreciate the time that you've tuned in. I appreciate the time. Even if we don't agree, I appreciate with you chiming in on what's going on. Because I do believe in freedom of speech. I do believe that you have a right, or we have a right, to have an open, unhateful conversation. And not your version of hate, my friend. It's going to be my version of hate. Because mine, you know what? As far as liberal goes, I'm sure my version of hateful is a lot more liberal than yours. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You've been listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina on the Genesis Communication Network. If you head over to the website, you got classic podcasts. You can write me a note. You can read some of the great stories that we put up on a daily basis. Have a great rest of the day. Be safe, and God bless.